بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال تعالى: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continue with our lessons from Anwaru Salah, the kitab of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, which was retranscribed by Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, how to bring about a perfect and complete namaz. In other words, to work towards improving our salah. And as we have learned, if our salah gets improved, then inshallah our whole deen will improve. And when deen improves, our whole dunya will improve. Our deen and dunya is made, inshallah our akhirat will be made. So it is extremely important that a person, we first correct our intention, that I have come here for my islah, to correct my life, my spiritual condition. And from there, after iman, most important is my salah. So in this regard, we learned that a person, just by studying the books, and just by studying kitabs, or just listening to this lesson alone, it's not sufficient that a person's namaz will be corrected. But a person has to do a special course under the guidance of an expert. Then only a person will able to achieve improvement in his salah. And then only his salah will improve. And from this also we learn that we find the mashayikh, they have got concern for our reformation. And they got concerned to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a true shaykh actually is that person who connects his murid directly to Allah. Doesn't keep them in his pocket so that he can benefit from them, but he bypasses them. But in any case, if a murid also, his intention is sincere, that I have come here for my islah, I want to get connected to Allah. And even if by mistake, today it's alhamdulillah, inshallah, we won't really make a mistake, although there are many fraud peers also, fraud sheikhs, so we should be alert of that. But a sheikh, when you see him, he reminds you of Allah. You see the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sawasam in his life. He performs namaz here in his masjid where he is. Not he stays here and he eats here in Azadwal, but he says he's performing namaz in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. That type of sheikh, that won't guide you. But if perchance you went to a wrong sheikh, but your intention was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will still grant you that. As Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh explains that in the Khanka of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that the Khanka used to be full, but Hazrat hardly used to talk, very seldom. And actually Hazrat Majlis used to be after Maghrib, because between Maghrib and Taraweeh was quite a long time. So after supper, and then they used to have a Majlis, but Hazrat used to be silent, hardly talking. Once or twice he used to talk, and one time when Hazrat said something, then he explained that there was a person who was a very great sheikh, very pious sheikh, but his son wasn't paying attention, didn't benefit from his father in any way, and didn't do his islah in any way whatsoever. But his father, in order maybe to give him realization, that gave him khilafat, that you must carry on this work. But he knew nothing about islah, he knew nothing. But people came to hear, two people heard that this was a very, very great sheikh. And now he passed away, his son must be a great sheikh also. So let us go for our islah to this person. So they came for islah to this person, but what he knew about Piri Muridi, what he knew how to really make islah of the Murids, etc. But in any case, he was given khilafat. So when they came to him, they said they want to take bayat. He made them bayat. Now what they have to do, what zikrs, etc. He told them that I got a field here, open field, go and dig it and cultivate that field. They thought this is our spiritual reformation and we have to do the spiritual exercise, we'll benefit. They started doing it for Allah's pleasure. Their intention was clear. So they started digging and working so hard. And in that, Allah Ta'ala was raising their stages. Allah raised their stages to such a degree that their heart opened up so much that now they could, Allah opened to their heart, they could see positions of pious servants. So they started looking that where is the position of the Sheikh, that they have reached such a high stage already, and they looking and looking, and they couldn't see the Sheikh anyway. Then they came, they said, Hazrat, we saw your stage is very high, that we tried, Allah has raised us to this stage because of your barakat, and we try to look where you are, we can't find you anyway. Then he realized that what am I doing? So he made tawbah. But what we learn from there, that there's the sincerity. Allah Ta'ala blessed him. And so Allah Ta'ala, according to his murid sincerity, he will benefit. A sheikh, his ma'amla is with him and Allah Ta'ala. Like Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali also explained one example. He says one person, he was bad to a certain sheikh, and then he dreamed. That he came to his sheikh, he said, Hazrat, I dreamt that there is a stool on my finger and there is honey on your finger. So the sheikh quickly interpreted, he said, it's clear, it shows that you are involved in the filth of dunya and I am involved in deen, I'm guiding you. So he said, Hazrat, you made the interpretation too quick. You didn't, what was the dream is still not complete. What was the complete dream? That your finger was in my mouth and my finger was in your mouth. Then Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains that if this person saw a correct dream, then it shows that the sheikh is keeping contact with this murid just to gain some the benefit of dunya. And the murid is actually sincere. But the sheikh's mamla will be with Allah Ta'ala. So we have to realize that we have to come with a sincere intention. When you come with a sincere intention and you do the cause, then actually Allah Ta'ala will bless a person. Because no person's effort can achieve anything. But Allah wants to see our talab, our desire. When you are talib-e-sadiq, you desiring to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat further mentions here that کیونکہ سعادتوں کے اصول میں عادت اللہ اس طرح جاری ہے کہ کسب اور محنت کرنی پڑتی ہے پھر اس پر عطا وحبی طور پر ہوتی ہے. That the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnat of Allah, one is the sunnat of Allah and one is the qudrat of Allah. The qudrat of Allah is above. Allah can grant a child without parents, without a father. But the sunnat of Allah in this world, you have to use the means. So in deen also, the means is that we have to make an effort. We make an effort. If you make that sincere effort in the right line, you come to a right sheikh, you take your cause of zikr, and you make your effort regularly, then Allah Ta'ala's system is that Allah Ta'ala sees this person is desirous. Now Allah Ta'ala blesses you. Atai wahabi. This is a special gift of Allah. It's not that a person should think it's my effort. Like Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, many even short-sighted Sufis and many immature Sufis, they connect their progress in deen to their efforts. That I made this effort. You know, I went through. I used to go khanka regularly. I used to make solo zikr. That is Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Allah gave you tawfiq. You showed desire. Now Allah blessed you. So everything we should realize, this is a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a nabuwat, nobody can even should make dua for nabuwat. This is a wahabi, this is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But similarly, in deen and in dunya also, a person makes effort, then Allah grants him. It's not that what his effort, he says, I put up this empire, etc. He made effort in that line. So Allah Ta'ala granted him how much Allah wants to. But a person makes effort in the right line. Like in Surah Ghashiyah, Allah Ta'ala explains this is a sunnah surah to read in Jummah in the second rakat. That Allah is explaining us in the first rakat, if you make your islah, you'll be successful. And Allah says, if you don't make your islah, well, tusiruna al-hayat ad-dunya, you got time for dunya, no time for islah, you come now and then. Then Allah Ta'ala explains the two efforts. That you'll be shocked when you see the day of Qiyamah. Now you'll say, Amilatu Nasiba. I was so busy. My sweat was running down. But I was busy in dunya. I was busy in sports. And I got so many gold medals. I got so many trophies. What can it help? But in that person who made effort in akhirat, wujuhu yawmaydin nadirah, his face will be shining. Risaiya, radiya, he'll be, hey, I made effort in the right direction. So that effort also, we should be making dua. Allah give us tawfiq to make the right effort. And then Allah, out of your special mercy, bless us with your connection. So like a person wants to become Hafiz, he makes that little effort. He goes to the class, he sits in front of his ustad, he repeats his ayat, then Allah puts it in his heart. It can't come in his heart on his own. Even Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala said, لا تحرك بي لسانك. Don't be so eager that you just repeat the ayats and want it to come in your heart. We will put it in your heart. We will put the ayats in your heart. We will put the understanding. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person must understand and realize that Allahu Akbar. Even we find when a child is born and the child needs milk, when the child starts crying, it shows his desire, Allah starts putting milk in the breast of the mother. And according to the age of their child, how much their child can take, that's how much Allah put, the thickness of the milk, the quality of the milk. When a baby is 1-2 days, that milk is very thin, more like watery. As the baby grows, Allah makes the milk more stronger. Allahu Akbar. So exactly the same in our deen. As we grow and we show our desire, accordingly Allah Ta'ala will give us. This is also another important aspect to realize. Many people, shaitan fooled you, no buzurgs today. No pious people. Where are all the pious people? Like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Masihullah, we heard of them. Where are they? Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali says, make shukr according to our ability. That is the types of shaykhs Allah Ta'ala has blessed them. Although we don't know their caliber. Their caliber is very high. But today is plastic zamana. So the shaykhs also, they treat us. They make our tarbiyat like plastic. Otherwise, in the days before, how the murids were given treatment, we'll run away. Today, a sheikh just looks at you like that. Or he says, why you didn't lift your trouser? Why your beard is still, you cutting it? We already feel upset and we want to go away. So, plastic zamana, Allah has given us that type of mashayikh that have kindness upon us and take us, and they will call us to us. In fact, in the previous zamana, as we will learn in front, first, you have to be paban on your zikr, etc. You have to be proper attired according to Sharia. You have to know the basic laws. Then a sheikh will make you bear. Then he'll say, okay, you can come in, become bear. Today, anyhow we come, they won't tell us. And that is why Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, one easy way to bring our children under control, that if you tell them, don't wear your jeans, don't cut your beard, don't see TV, they'll start fighting with us. It's part of, just bring them in the company of the pious. Just bring them, encourage them. They just come sit. And no pious person will ever comment why you came like this. Why you came with this kind of hair? Why you came without a topi? You just come regular, the effect of that you'll see. It will fall automatically. On your own you'll see that child, now he wants to change, now he wants to. So very important, from small also we find, children that have become hafiz, alims. If you look at their history, you'll find the father took them to a pious person, he rubbed their hands, he gave them this badam Hazrat gives. It's not just an ordinary thing. These are that affects the child. And thus we see in the latter part of his life. So the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, if you show your eagerness, you do your cause properly. And from this also we learn that a person can read all the kitabs on tasawuf, all the kitabs on namaz. As ulama, we know all the details about namaz also. We know all the detailed causes also. But we see after we leave, still no namazes in our life. Even if you're the imam, if it's not your week, then the next week you take it easy. You won't be there for jamaat. You won't be there, you'll just be. So it shows that this cause will come when you show your eagerness, then Allah will bless you. But our desire must be, like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat says, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali says, you just make a desire and show your keenness, Allah, I want you. Then Allah will do your whole cause for you. You don't even have to worry that I have to bring concentration in my namaz, etc. Allah will bless you with all that. Like for example, there was a king that ruled for many years and now he passed away. No children, nobody. Now they were thinking who is going to be made the next king. So they decided that the first person who comes into the masjid the next morning, he is the king. So Abba, the first person that walked into the masjid the next morning was a beggar. 7 generations, his father, grandfather, all beggars. But it was, they passed the law that the person who walks in first, he'll be the king. So they made him the king. And now they said, you the king. Now he had to pass all the judgments and go to his, go to the king's royal court, etc. But he went, everything like a king must do. what proper etiquette, proper adab. He passed the laws also properly. Now after the session was over, he had to go to his room. He ordered two of his servants that hold me under my arms like a king in those days. Pick me up and take me to my room. So one person said, came to him, he said, Badshah Salamat, you the king, we respect you. But I just want to know one thing, that you are a beggar before this. Your father, grandfather, seven generations, how you know the etiquette in few seconds, you know the etiquette, how to be a proper king. He says, that great being who put me on the throne, he taught me the etiquette. So when we show our desire to Allah, Allah wants to raise us to him, Allah will teach us etiquette. But we must have proper desire, not just outward desire, and we don't show eagerness, we don't learn from the friends, we must be alert, we must be. So when you learn, when you show this, then Allah Ta'ala says, چنانچہ اللہ جل شانہ کی رحمت اگرچہ کسی علت و سبب کے محتاج نہیں. That's why we must realize that although the system of Allah is not dependent on any cause and any reason, even if you don't do the cause, Allah can bless you. But the adatullah, the general principle of Allah is, adopt the means and show your eagerness, Allah Ta'ala will bless you. Because Allah's system is, يَقْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِ مَنْ يَشَى. Allah chooses out of His mercy whom He desires. And that is from this ayat also we should beg Allah, O Allah, we beg you through your wasila of your mercy and your desire, mashiyat, you just choose us. Allah makes maksus who He wants to. But the system, the adat to the system, sunnatullah, we have to follow the sunnat of Allah. That we have to make that effort, show our desire, be punctual for the lessons. And after Ramadan also, attend the majalis properly, listen to the bayans again, and meet with the ulama, and learn, and then see, in a short while, Allah will bless us. But there are certain times, and we should beg also, Allah make us just, that Allah just pulls us. And that also, this is Allah's special favor. Like Allah, sometimes Allah just pulls certain people. Hazrat Fuzail ibn Ayaz rahmatullahi alayhi, he was a highway robber. But all of a sudden, overnight, Allah made him a wali. Malik ibn Dinar, he was a habitual drunkard. That is why our Shaykh also teaches us, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullahi alayhi, his beautiful poem, E Zaid-e Nada, isi gunegar ku hakir mat samjho. That, oh person, that you now think, hey, I'm making ibadat, but you're still immature. You think you're making lot of ibadat and you're looking down at any person who's a sinner. Don't be a foolish person like that. Overnight, that man made tawbah. And you interviewed and you still say, oh, that man, there he came again in the masjid. He's not even going to read namaz. But he made tawbah, Allah is raising. Allah is making him a wali overnight. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Samad Ali Ibrahim ibn Adam was a king of the time. But overnight, Allah ta'ala brought certain inspirations. And he left his kingdom. And he became the king of the makhluk. Allahu Akbar. So this is, we should be bragging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the system of Allah? Lekin rahmatal, inna rahmatallahi qareebun minal muhsineen. The system of Allah is, the mercy of Allah is close to those people who do good. That not a person says Allah is very merciful, Allah is ghafoorul raheem, and now you drive on the road like a reckless person. That I am now the main man on the road, and I want to drive where I want to. I won't stop at the stop seat. I won't obey the rules of the road. And then you tell Maulana, make dua, I reach Durban safely. Before hardly halfway you'll just think, you hear about your crest, and then you're in the Qabristan. So the system of Allah is, you follow the rules, and then you make dua, that Allah please. So we follow the rules, we do the cause, that is the sign that you want to become, that you want this kafiyat ihsan, this connection with Allah. You want this connection, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come. Allah will choose you, Allah Ta'ala will grant you the special gift. And this gift, Allah doesn't see color, Allah doesn't see creed, Allah doesn't even see qualifications. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullahi alayhi says, to be a Nabi, that nobody can be, that only Allah chooses. But after the doors of Nabuwat, there's like a inbuilt, like two countries. One country ends and you have a no man's land, just a small piece of land, and then the next man lands them. So immediately after that, no man's land is the land of wilayat. That is the highest stages of the friendship of Allah. Wilayat and Siddiqiyat. That door is open for everybody and anybody. You don't have to be a Hafiz, you don't have to be an Alim, you don't have to be a Mufti, a Qari. If you you beg Allah Ta'ala to raise us to the higher stages of Wilayat, Siddiqiyat, you make that little effort and you show your desire, Allah will grant you that gift. And then you are Hafiz Alim, Nurun ala Nur. So even if you're the Hafiz, you are great Hafiz also. You're the Imam of the Haram, but you're not worried of your Islam, then you're still far away from you dreaming that you are Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we will come in front and we'll learn that what the cause is very important, that a person follows the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly we find in the history of Islam also, we think that today the West is ruling the world. Islam ruled the world for many years. But when we became negligent, Muslims became negligent, and we thought we achieved, that's why our Shaykh teaches us, that you can get three groups of people, three categories. One is a person who's a talib, a sadiq, that is really eager to learn. And thus you have to have all the time, till you die. That all the time I'm a student of deen, I want to learn. As long as you are desirous, Allah will raise you all the time. The second stage is called a person who's a qani. He's contented. That now I did my Islam, I'm punctual on my zikr. So you just do your basic zikr, but you not think, is my zikr improving? Is my deen improving? And thus with everything, even human folk, if they wear parda, they must think, is my quality of parda increasing? Is my quality of life increasing? So if you're just happy, no, I'm alright. Now I'm punctual at namaz, I go to the distinct khanka, I'm okay, you're not checking yourself, you're not making dua, then that person is like you take a ball, how heavy that ball is and how much strength you got. You'll throw it so high, according to the strength and according to the heaviness of the ball, it will stop there. And when it stops, it's not going to remain there, it's going to come faster than it went. So a person will go high and then he thinks I'm okay, he'll fall faster than that. And as Hazrat explains, even you are a sheikh of the time and you think I'm okay now, then Hazrat says, Musli kya rahega, Allahu Akbar, forget being a sheikh, you'll become mustaqil but zat. You'll become a wretched person and you'll cause havoc. And the worst person is that a person who is who just takes out faults all the time. That he goes to any majlis, let me go hear the bayan. Let me go see how things are happening there. You don't have a desire to learn, you don't have eagerness, and you just want to come see, and you come to take out faults. Then you see faults. The goodness you won't able to see. Like one person went to Nizamuddin from one of the India provinces, and after going there, he just wanted to see. Say people say this is a very great place, people are better, and it is. But he came there at that time, earlier days also, when the pond of the wuzu khana was right in front. And there in India they have ponds also, you make wuzu from the pond. And you just enter in the shoes, and there's hardly shoe racks. And it was time for salah. So the champals were all laying outside. The people just made wuzu, the water was all... So he saw that. He didn't sit in the bayan at all. He didn't meet any of the buzurgs. And he went back to his town and he told Hazrat, you say that place is so good. People are bad, but it's so filthy, it's so dirty. I don't like to go to that place. Then Allahu Akbar, that was a buzurg. So he kept his head down and he said, bhai, if a pig goes into a beautiful garden, it won't see the roses, it won't see the beautiful flowers. It will dig somewhere in the corner till it finds its full, then it will be happy. So we shouldn't have that pig attitude that we only look for fault. We should be talib-e sadiq. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see that when Allah ta'ala wants to bless anybody, one is when Allah wants to make you judge. From a house of a sheikh also, you'll find those children don't benefit. And as our sheikh explained also, many pious, as Isa al-Islatu Islam explained, that we find generally two types of people don't benefit from the sheikh, from the pious person. One is their family members themselves, their own children. They just take it for granted. My father, oh, he's a big buzurg. People say he's a buzurg. But you don't pay attention and you don't benefit from him, you'll lose out. See the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the wife of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. And the people of the town also. Ghar ki murghi, dal barabar. There's Alim, we know him, he's alright, he's many years, but you don't know his value. He's like, he's a great roast chicken, but you say he's like dal, ordinary. So they don't benefit, and that is sad. You right at the ocean and you say you don't have water and you don't benefit from the water. So we shouldn't be such. Otherwise you see Allah Ta'ala from the house of a person who was like a shaitan, Allah makes a great wali come out from that house. So we should not be judgmental. We should follow the system of Allah. They do the course properly. Beg Allah Ta'ala for His special gift, and Allah Ta'ala will beg us, will grant us. So that's why we find further with this kitab here, Hazrat Sayyid Sahib, Qaddas Sirrul Aziz ki taqreer dil pazir ko dil mein jamane aur amal mein lane ke liye 10 ya zail 5 asba ke taur par tahreer karte hain. Asal taqreer ke alfaz ko khat kashida kiya gaya hai aur amal mein lane ka tartib batol fawaid darj ho gaye. So he says that this kitab of Hazrat has been printed into 5 lessons, but and the actual kitab of Hazrat is bayan, we have put lines over it, so we know this is bayan, and the explanation we have mentioned in detail. But however, he says before that, before we start with the 5 lessons, there are 5 important points which he has termed as noor. That this 5 lights, try and bring it into your heart, then you'll benefit from the actual kitab. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ke inshadat ko padhne se pehle man darja zail umur ko malhooz rakha jaye, jinko humne note se tabir karenge. So he says, before we start with the lesson, let us take cognizance and let us consider these 5 points which we have termed as noor, then we'll see we'll benefit from the actual lessons. So what is the first noor? Noor-e-awwal. Is mashq ka fayda sirf unhi salikin ko hoga, jo zikr wa shagal ke tariq ko baazabta ikhtiyar kar chuke hain. He says, actually those people will benefit from this lessons of this kitab and from this training in that we are taught in this kitab, those salikin, those people that are treading the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they do their course of zikr and spiritual exercises. That means they take bi'at, they find a spiritual guide and they get connected to him and they take the zikr and they start doing that zikr and they inform their sheikh. Then properly they do this, then that is what our Hazrat teaches us, that do this course properly. A person just thinks that no, and it's not even right to say that to correct your namaz, as it will be mentioned in front also. That a person says that just read long nafal namazes and your namaz will get concentration. You can't concentrate in a short namaz, how can you? You have to do a course in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A proper course and proper connection with the Shaykh. When you do this course, then you'll see inshallah, you will able to get control of your thoughts first of all. Is malaka, or inko kisi darja mein malaka ya das hasil ho chuka hai. And when you do this course, you'll see somewhat, you get some control over yourself. Otherwise you feel your mind is just muntashir, just running all over the show. You come to masjid also, you're not there. A person is there, but he's not there. Like our Shaykh says, it's like an example, you say your wife wants to go shopping, you say, I got other work. Say, okay, I'll drop you by this shop where you want to do, I'll go do my banking, I'll go do this, then I'll pick you up here. So exactly the same, we time for namaz, we tell our body that I'll leave you here in the masjid, and my ruh, I'll roam around. I'll go and watch the cricket scores, I'll go to the bazaar, I'll go and check my bank manager, and when Imam Sahib makes salam, now I'll pick you up. And you didn't even know you were in a masjid. So to do the course, you'll get some type of control over yourself. Control over your mind that I'm going to Allah's house. Allah is calling me. I'm going for a special work, my great, most important appointment. What's the appointment with a bank manager or anybody? This is the most important appointment. So a person realizes this. So to benefit, 2 things are important for namaz. One is, a person has to do a course in zikrullah and in ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn practically how to perform namaz also. Practically bring our outward properly namaz structure and then do the course of zikrullah, then see current will start coming in a person. And then you'll see, ab wo is malaka se apni namazon ko baru bana sakta hai. Now with this control, your namaz will start becoming a namaz of life, a namaz of current. Now you'll see at least, to some degree, namaz is, you are conscious at least that I went to masjid, I performed my namaz, I know what surah was being read, etc. So if you do the score, inshallah, for a considerable period, at least 40 days punctually, that will give you some control. Now you'll see you'll get punctuality and you'll able to progress. اور نماز کے ذریعے سے وہ اپنا باطنی مدارج بہت ترقی کر سکتے. And through this نماز now you'll able to progress spiritually very high. You'll be progressing all the time. And as you progress, you won't think I'm somebody great. You'll realize, where is Allah? Allah is so great. Allah is so magnificent, so high. And then when you say, Allah, but Allah is the greatest. Where is my namaz? Where am I? So each namaz of yours, what does cause? Your namaz will become valuable, but you'll become humble and you realize, I'm still nothing. My namaz, I'm just wasting time. So you'll be improving, and this is a lifelong improvement. All the time, till maut, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make dua for hidayat, had to make dua for taqwa, because there's no, Allah is unlimited. So to get Allah's stages are unlimited. So similarly like this, spiritual stages also are unlimited. But as you do the cause and you start getting the drop of the love of Allah, it becomes so enjoyable. Like it says a person, as you got sick and you took the medicine, the more you want more. Because, and this is actually the sickness you should ask, the sickness of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And you come here to the Shaykh to get this medicine and then you enjoy. And people think, how are you traveling so far? Where is Azadwal? And you staying in Rustenburg and you staying in, you see the weekend majlises, people come from Durban, Botswana, all over, from other countries. Here, mashallah, so many Maulanas from UK, all what they have come here. There is something special that when you get the taste, then you want more and more. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize that if we want the spiritual stages, then we have to do this course and follow the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. جو طریقے نبوت سے ترقی کرنے کے مختلف ذرائع میں سے ایک اہم ذرائع ہی ہے. And that is when a person does the scores and bring control over himself, then you'll see you'll progress spiritually, which is the road of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to teach us the road, how to get connected to Allah, how to perform our salah. So this is the means which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us how to progress. And from there's not only one road Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed. To find Allah and to get connected to Allah, mukhtalif zarai hai. There are many ways to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. So it is not right to say this is the only work of deen, or this is the only way to get connected to Allah. Buzurg has mentioned, Allahu Akbar, as much as the creation of Allah, so many ways to get connected to Allah. Some Buzurgs have mentioned, forget the creation, as much as the breadth of the creation of Allah. There's so many ways to get connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So to get connected to Allah, but we have to follow that path which was shown by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then a person will see, and from that path, one very important way is the path of Salah. That through the Salah, if we correct our Salah, then we'll see. But a Salah that has to become Salah. Warna beru namaz. A namaz without life. A namaz that has got no connection. And then, that namaz, na tariqe wilayat se mosir hai, aur na tariqe nabuwat se mu'tabir hai. As far as the path to becoming the friend of Allah, wilayat, it's got no effect. That namaz, that is just empty, it's got no effect whatsoever. And it is not taken into consideration to be the path shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't show us a namaz. His sahabi came, he just performed namaz. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, go repeat your two rakats. You didn't read namaz. So then he had to learn namaz from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then we don't learn this namaz properly. So yahi al tariqe nabuwat ke dusre amal, masalan tilawat, tilawat Qurani paas, jihad, tabliq wagaira ka hai. And similarly, this is the method shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the path shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to all our other actions of deen. In other words, every action of deen, whether it's namaz, we have to do the course. We have to learn and bring life into that namaz. Tilawat of Quran Sharif also. We hear the kitab after Asr. We should pay attention that Quran Pak is the word of Allah. And how we should concentrate and how we should sit with respect and read with concentration. If we bring this, so in every aspect in our jihad also. And as we learn in the kitab of Zikr, that if you want to improve your jihad, you want to improve your tilawat, you want to improve your hajj, everything, do the cause of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see, when you got connection out of in your normal life, when you're doing that action, the connection will increase. Now you're real, now current, you'll be oning the switch, and now see Allahu Akbar, the heater that is blowing, and how you'll enjoy that it's cold and you'll enjoy the heat of Quran Sharif. And spiritual heat is far more greater than ordinary heat of a heater or anything. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise it's like that person who's boasting, he built a beautiful house, he's got all the appliances, latest appliances, the best fridge he's got, the best aircon, he's got the best microwave, everything. But his friend asked him, now it's hot on the aircon, he's putting on the switches, nothing is happening. He said, what's wrong? There's no current, there's no wiring. There's no, so if there's no current, what can? So we got all the outward, we got our namaz also, we're reading, we're making tilawat also, we're making zikr also, but all unmindfulness. It's not properly, it's not in order, we're not trying to improve it, we don't want to service it also. You're driving your car, you're very happy, but you don't service your car regularly, then you get stuck, and then this happens, and then you say, this car, I don't know what's wrong with it. No, service it properly. So we have to do what all the actions of deen, then we'll see. And that is why Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned that even if you go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then very important, do your zikr and ta'lim. Ta'lim and zikr, these are like two wings. An aeroplane can't fly without wings. A bird can't fly without wings. He says, if you do your zikr regularly, you do your ta'lim regularly, then this work will benefit you. And similarly in the khanka, we come here and we don't do our zikr regularly, we don't do our tilawat, etc., we don't sit for the ta'lim, etc., we won't be able to fly to Allah. He says, then you're just passing time. You think you're going 4 months, 40 days, or you think you're coming to the khanka, you're just passing your time. So we don't have to pass our time, we have to make our time valuable. And this is the easy way. The Shaykh comes to us, Allah has given us the system, Allah made the way, we have to show our eagerness and put our mind to it. And that is why we find through the different ways to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not easy for one buzurg to easily recognize another buzurg. One person can reach Allah through jihad, another person can reach Allah ta'ala just through social welfare work, another person is in tahajjud, and a buzurg in a different line won't able to recognize a buzurg in that line. A person who's punctual at his tahajjud, he'll think, what is that buzurg doing social welfare work? He won't able to recognize him. That is why don't try and judge which shaykh is greater than the next shaykh. One person asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, with regard to our elders, our pious elders of India, Pakistan particularly, they were very learned, very pious. They asked Hazrat, who is the highest in our buzurs? He says, that week nobody can say. That only Allah Ta'ala knows. So we are not here to judge, we are here to gain benefit. And to who your heart takes, take benefit from that person and stick to that person and follow him. Today shaitan doesn't want us to benefit first, he doesn't bring you to the buzurg. And then when he bring you to the buzurg, he shows you another program here, another program. Now you go to another, you heard that man's bayan, now you overtaken. Oh, that buzurg is so great. Now that buzurg, now and all with the social media, you're seeing a alim on TV, his bayan is very good. So you won't benefit. A rolling stone gathers no moss. Similarly, a student in one madrasa, oh, that madrasa is benefit, more benefit. And this is called in Urdu, Samma Khair Bimari. That there is better, there is better. But you get nothing. So stick, have one object of life and one path and see how Allah Ta'ala will make you progress. Then when you got connection, then you can attend any other buzruks, bayan, no problem. But you realize my current is coming from my box. I can't get direct current from the main, this thing. I say, I want direct current from the main supply. No, in your street where that box is, you have to get from there. So first connect yourself from there. So then we'll able to benefit from everybody else. Aur jo hazrat in amal mein rooh paida karke tarakki madaris ke fiqaha ho, unke liye zaruri hai ki wo pehle zikr wa shagal ke tariq ko ikhtiyar karke apne qalb ki islah kare. So Hazrat says, those people who want to benefit and bring life into all their acts of deen, all their amal, then they have to do the cause of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have to do the cause of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, and together with that, the niyat must be that I must purify my heart. My heart, everything is connected to the heart. The main thing and the bottom line is the heart. If the heart is correct, all the other actions will come correct, as we learn in front. کیونکہ اعمال کے بارو ہونے کا مدار قلب کی اصلاح پر ہے جو کسی شیخ کامل کی تربیت اور نگرانی میں ذکر و شغل اختیار کرنے سے ہی ہوتے ہیں. Because for any action of deen to become what life, to have soul and to be have current and to be amal of reality, that is dependent directly on a person's Islam, his spiritual reformation. And spiritual reformation you can't do on your own. The system of Allah is you need a Shaykh, a Kamil, a spiritual doctor. Now you go to a doctor and he give you the course, you take the medicine, everything, but you put it in a showcase. No, you have to take that medicine and follow that course. When you follow that course and you do the treatment, then you'll see what the treatment that you are taking, your heart will start coming in order. Your heart comes in order, all the amal will start coming in order. Otherwise, some people fool themselves, as it says here, and the shaykh has to, you have to be under the guidance of the shaykh all the time. Because as you're doing your course zikr, very quick shaitan will bring pride in your heart. The shaykh will immediately tell you that no, you, and he'll bring you down to size. So, chunanche ye mazmoon sankro hadith, and this is not that Hazrat is saying from his own pocket. He says many hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned this. That one hadith here, it comes clearly. لِكُلِّ شَيْنْ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. That for everything there is a cleanser, and the cleanser of the heart is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person wants his amal to come right, he first have to cleanse his heart. And if you go to a pious person, you take bed but you don't do the cause, or you're just doing your own thing, then like our Dada Shaykh's beautiful poem, he says, فِسْ قَرْتَي دُور مَنْزِلْ سَيْ اگر چه شیخ کپیر تیرا لا ثانی ہے. That when you tell, you go to the shaykh, you become there, you make your zikr, but you're still involved in not controlling your gazes, involved in haram, then your shaykh can be the better than none. There's nobody to match him, but you'll be going further away to Allah. Like Hazrat gives the example of a diabetic, that is under treatment in hospital, and his sugar comes down to normal level, but in the morning it's out of proportion again. Doctors are worried, what is? All the theories are going against. Then they see under his pillow, the chocolate wrappers, whole night is eating chocolate. So if we fooling ourselves that we come to the majalis, but we engage in haram, not controlling our gazes, ghibat, etc., then we are fooling ourselves. So the most important thing is, many people they say we just have to correct our outward actions. You can't correct your outward actions till your heart is not correct. It's like you see a tree is going dry, now you just water the root, you water the leaves, and you water the branches, it looks little shining, and you say, no, this tree is growing. You have to treat the roots. So for everything, we have to treat the heart. As it is mentioned here, la inna fil jasadi la mudgha, iza salat salah al jasadu kullu. When this heart, this piece of flesh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when the heart comes right, all your amal will come right. Otherwise, outward actions, to a certain degree, it will help the heart. But it can't, the heart will help the outward actions to come right. So when the heart comes right, that is why we have to do this cause of Islam, and this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana.